Hello and welcome to the University of Cambridge's International Guidance Counsellor Conference. My name is Roshan from the Cambridge Admissions Office and delighted to welcome you to this year's event. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world you're joining us from, you're very welcome for a packed week of sessions and activities. But before we go into the details of what the conference will include this year, I'd like to pass to our Vice-Chancellor at the University, Professor Stephen Toop, for some opening words of welcome.
Hello, I'm Stephen Toop, and I have the honor to serve as Vice Chancellor of the University of Cambridge. I want to welcome all of you to this year's International Guidance Counselor Conference. These gatherings are usually held in person, and it's a shame we cannot have you here in Cambridge. I remember a lovely dinner and a wonderful interaction amongst all of you a couple of years ago. It will happen again. But this year, we have the advantage of being able to reach many more people all around the world. I'm told that some 400 counselors and advisors from 57 countries are attending this event. One of the things that makes Cambridge so lively and so enriching as a place to study is its international community. More than 40% of our students come from outside the UK. This includes roughly 3,200 undergraduate students. Guidance counselors are instrumental in supporting students as they decide what university they will apply to. And if, as we hope, some of your most talented and tenacious students apply to Cambridge, you will play a key role in supporting them throughout the application process. It's not an easy task, I know that, but you are not alone. There are many members of the university, both in the Cambridge Admissions Office and in each of the colleges, who are here to help you and your students throughout that process. I first arrived in Cambridge many years ago now as a foreign student. One of the most rewarding aspects of being here was to live and learn alongside fellow students from many nationalities with the most varied and diverse backgrounds and outlooks. That is the core of a truly exciting and challenging education. Our world is complex, divided, and yet deeply interconnected. I believe it's more important than ever, no matter what you do or where you're from, that we all are able to reach across barriers of nationality and culture and learn from one another. That is precisely what I experienced at Cambridge, and what I hope that many of your own students will experience as well. Thank you for joining in today, and I wish you all a successful and enjoyable conference. Take care.
Thank you, Vice-Chancellor. Of course, we always enjoy welcoming you to Cambridge to experience the university and the city, but this year we're delighted to be able to offer this conference in an alternative format to reach more of you than ever before, nearly 400 counsellors and guidance professionals from across the globe. And throughout the week ahead, myself and the team will be here through the different sessions and networking opportunities to guide you throughout this process. So as deputy head of the team, I'm responsible for working with schools, colleges, and counsellors in a number of regions, most of the world really, apart from the areas that we have outlined below. So if you're in the Middle East, North Africa, if you're in the South Asia region or elsewhere, then I'm your key contact at Cambridge for the time being at least, and delighted to work with you during this week and indeed beyond. And as a team, we'll be around in the coffee lounge, an important part really of what the conference has to offer, to network with members of the Cambridge Admissions Office and with your fellow counsellors. So please do find some time throughout the week to drop by and come and have a chat with us. And as a team, we are here year round throughout the admission cycle to support you and support your students. So please do get in touch with your relevant contact here at Cambridge to ask any questions and discuss further how we can support you along the way. So now's the time to introduce the rest of the team. And first of all, I'll pass to my colleague, Amy.
Thank you. So hello, everybody. My name is Amy, and I am the regional manager for North America and Australasia. So hopefully some of you here might recognize me having visited those regions before. But if you have any questions specific to those regions, then do just reach out to me. I'd be happy to hear from anyone. I'll pass over to Sam now.
Hello, everyone. As it says there, my name's Sam. I'm the regional manager for Europe and also international students in the UK. Again, it's great to see some of you who I've interacted with before here at the conference. I'm looking forward to engaging with familiar faces and with new faces as well. So likewise, if you have any questions from a Europe perspective about applying or studying at Cambridge, please feel free to get in touch. I'd be very happy to hear from you. I'll pass now to my colleague, Claire.
Hi, everyone. I'm Claire. I have probably met quite a number of you over the years. I know there are lots of familiar names on the list of all of you that have signed up. But if not, if we've not come across each other before, then welcome as well. So I've worked across various regions, mostly East and Southeast Asia, and I'm currently the regional manager for Southeast Asia. So if you're in that part of the world in particular, very happy to connect with you and kind of answer any questions and chat with you during this week. Okay, so just to give you a little bit of background on the conference programme. So this week is going to be split into the live sessions that we've got going on and also some pre-recorded content. In terms of the live sessions, the majority of those are hosted through Unibuddy. So please do make sure that you set up an account there. Sam has sent you through the details on how to do that. Some of you may have one already if you've used Unibuddy before, but if not, do make sure you're set up and then you'll be able to view our conference homepage and access the content through there. There will be lots of opportunities to ask questions, one of which is the Counselor Questions channel, or the hashtag Counselor Questions channel. So that is during those live sessions, you will be able to type in and ask your questions and we'll answer lots of those. And then there will also be a hashtag coffee lounge channel as well, which will be open sort of all the time through the conference, which we'll be monitoring. So if you have questions sort of outside of the live sessions, then we'll be able to respond and chat to you, and you'll be able to chat to each other and maybe get to know some new counsellors as well. We will be holding some regional sessions, regional roundtables, which will be on Friday. Those will be held via Microsoft Teams. So we will send people the link for their relevant session there as well. In terms of the pre-recorded sessions, there will be new content available every day, so you can kind of dip in every day and view those new sessions, and that can be accessed through Unibuddy as well. So if you go to the explore section of the conference homepage, you'll find that new content there every day.
So I'm just going to give you an overview of the pre-recorded content we have lined up for you this week. There are 10 sessions, and as Claire says, they'll be available on our website from 8 o'clock in the morning at British time. So do factor that into your timetable and have a look at what we have to offer each day. Once a session has been released onto our website, it will be available until the end of the conference week. So until 8 o'clock in the evening, 8 p.m. GMT, again, British time, on the Friday, 5th of March. So make sure that you are able to watch all of the sessions that you'd like to before that point, as that is when the event will officially end. We've got an introductory session being released on Monday, today, first day of the conference. That is for new practitioners and is just aiming to provide an introduction to the UK application process, and then a little bit more specifically looking at the Cambridge process as well. Tomorrow, the following day, we have a overview of the colleges at Cambridge. So again, an introduction into how the colleges fit into the university structure here at Cambridge, and particularly their role in the application process and their role as a hub for students and the student experience at the university as well. We also have an in-depth presentation from Sam Lucy, Dr. Sam Lucy, who is the Director of Admissions for the Cambridge Colleges, and she'll really take you step by step through the Cambridge application process, looking at everything from the UCAS form and the personal statement through school references, through predicted grades, and then going on to talk a little bit about admission assessments and interviews as well. We have a more in-depth session looking at interviews provided by Dr. Emily Tomlinson, who's an admissions tutor at one of the colleges in Cambridge. And that will also complement some of the live sessions that day, which are examples of mock interviews. We've got two lined up in different subjects, which my colleague Amy will take you through in the next slide. We also have a really interesting session on supercurricular activities. This is something that we often get a lot of questions around. I really recommend that you have a look at this session. It should be just a short 15, 20 minute session. So hopefully something you can fit in to your timetable. And it's really designed at looking at how you can help students make more competitive applications to Cambridge by encouraging them to explore their chosen subjects in their own time beyond their school studies. Thursday is very much a student-focused day. We'll have a student panel talking in conversation about their experiences of Cambridge so far, looking at the application process, but also really focusing on their time at Cambridge, what extracurricular pursuits they've been involved in, how they've structured their time, what their day-to-day life looks like, both before and during the current times. And we'll also have focus on some different aspects of what the university has to offer as well, looking in particular at the career service and postgraduate opportunities. And then the final session, pre-recorded session of the conference, will be the plenary led by Roshan, and that will be available from 8 a.m. British time on Friday, 5th of March. So I'll hand you over to Amy now, who will take you through the live sessions we've got coming up as part of the conference.
Thanks, Sam. So yes, as well as the pre-recorded sessions, we will have a variety of live sessions happening across the conference. So these will be streamed live at the times listed on the slide there. So if you do want to join us for these, you will need to kind of make a note of those times and dates in your diary. These sessions won't be recorded, so it's really key that you catch them with the live sessions if you do want to be involved in those. All of the sessions will involve a Q&A format, so do come ready with your questions. We'll be more than happy to answer as many of those as we can. As you can see, there's a mixture. So following on with Dr. Sam Lucy speaking about admissions, so answering all your queries on kind of the admissions process and anything related, as well as the mock interviews, where we will see an admissions tutor with a current student having kind of a mock interview. There will also be an opportunity to ask questions about what you've seen during that session. So that will kind of follow that session. And then again, to follow on from the student kind of panel, there'll be an opportunity to speak live with a number of our current students. So hopefully getting really good insight into their experience of Cambridge. And then as the team have mentioned already, we will be hosting the live regional round tables as part of these live offerings. And this will be a really good opportunity for you all to network with your colleagues from the region, share best practice, and also discuss any key takeaways for your region from the conference. In most cases, these regional roundtables will be hosted by the relevant regional manager or a member of the international or student recruitment team. And these will also include times in breakout rooms, so you can get to know kind of a smaller group of conference attendees and really get that conversation going. So do look out for the invite email on the first day of the conference today. We'll send you information about those. And as Claire mentioned, they'll be hosted on Microsoft Teams. So hopefully that's a good overview of the live sessions. We hope to see many of you there. And just a reminder that they won't be recorded, so do join us live if you want to catch those. And I think I'll pass back to Roshan now to wrap up the welcome session.
Thank you, Amy. What a busy week we have in store. So many sessions, lots and lots of opportunity for you to ask questions, for you to engage with us, our admissions tutors, our current students and colleagues from across the wider collegiate university. And that's what we hope this conference is all about, is the opportunity for you to find out more information about Cambridge, about what it's really like to be a student here, and bit more about the application process so that you can support your students effectively. And so that's really the theme of the week, is around asking questions and finding out information. So if you do have any questions about the conference at all, do pop via the coffee lounge, and one of the team will be around most of the time throughout the week to answer those there, or feel free to email us, igcc@admin.cam.ac.uk. I hope the week is useful. There's a lot going on, so please do take a moment to check the schedule, plan which sessions you're able to attend, and we look forward to welcoming you at those sessions, as I say, throughout the week. Have a good week. Don't forget to talk to us, your fellow delegates as well, and make the most of the opportunity, which we hope will be very useful and valuable for you all. Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to speaking with you throughout the week. Thank you.